Hello, and welcome to Medical Fun Facts, episode 81. It's Monday, the 28th of August, and as this show drops, I'm going to be in a teleconference for work. It's one of the great things about podcasting. I can record a show the weekend beforehand and schedule it to come out in iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube every Monday evening at 7 p.m. Canberra time. Now, this show, that's episode 81, is going to be a little different and quite a bit shorter. Not that these shows are terribly long. I like to keep them to around the 5-minute mark if I can, so that I can get across a few facts and maybe one or two fun lines without wasting anybody's time. Since I started Medical Fun Facts in 2016, I've been gratified by the people in real life who have mentioned that they've listened to one or two shows. I know I have a few loyal subscribers, and when I look at the analytics, I know there is a small core of people who at least visit the blog and spend a minute or two reading what's written. I know there are people who have subscribed and listened to the podcast via iTunes and Stitcher, but I really don't have any idea of the exact numbers. The numbers for YouTube are much lower, and in fact for some videos, I think I'm the only person who's ever viewed them. But that's okay. I persist with YouTube, not because it's my focus, but because I find editing video much easier than doing audio alone. You see, before I started doing the video recording for the podcast, I was using a USB microphone and editing each show in GarageBand on my MacBook. I have very little knowledge about sound and audio, so my editing has been based on what I can learn from YouTube videos. When I moved to video recording, I used a Sony mirrorless camera and a microphone attached to it, and then I'd edit in Final Cut Pro. I found using Final Cut Pro to be much easier, and the audio was cleaner and easier to edit than using a dedicated audio program like GarageBand. I know it sounds odd, but anyway, I'm persisting with this, and with Final Cut Pro, I can exit both audio and video, or audio alone. So I do both. I upload a show to YouTube because I've got the video and I might as well use it. And I upload the podcast through the blog to iTunes and Stitcher using an RSS feed. So what I've noticed since starting the podcast, blog, YouTube channel is that I get very little engagement via the blog itself in terms of the comments section. And I also get very little engagement via social media, so things like Facebook, Twitter, and Google+. I think part of the problem with the blog is that it's hosted on Squarespace. As a website platform, it's great, but as a blogging platform, it's not as flexible as WordPress. The native comment capability isn't as easy to use, and that's why I use a third-party program or third-party application known as Discus. There are some hoops to jump through, which makes it a little bit more difficult, but the one thing it does do is eliminate almost all spam. So I'm wondering, what should I do next? What should I do to try to encourage engagement? I still enjoy what I do, and it's not like I'm unhappy, and I'm certainly not going to stop the podcast. I would, however, like to get a little bit of feedback on what I can do to improve the engagement. So I'm polling my audience. That sounds a little rude. So I'm asking some questions. Do you have any suggestions to actually improve the engagement that I get in the comments section or on social media? Are you happy with things the way they are? Does anything I do really annoy you? Please let me know. Please let me know in the comments if you can. Anyway, I'll be going back to the alphabet next week in episode 82. It'll be something starting with the letter G. The last time I did something on the letter G, it was looking at Gon, or Anton Gon, back in episode 21. Feel free to go back and listen to that episode if you like. Now, if you want any more information, please hit the show notes at drgarylum.com/blog. Please join me at Facebook on the Facebook page at facebook.com/drgarylum. That's DOCTORGARYLUM. I'm also on Twitter at twitter.com/drgarylum. That's DRGARYLUM. And you can find Medical Fun Facts in iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube by just searching for Medical Fun Facts. Thank you and good night.